And the U.S. has agreed in principle to those talks about Iraq with Iran. This comes at a time when U.S. policymakers are seeing a broad international diplomacy effort on the nuclear issue in Iran and signs of debate among Iran's leaders. Here's National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley.
We are, I think, beginning to get indications that the Iranians are finally beginning to listen. And there is beginning to be a debate within the leadership, and I would hope a debate between the leadership and their people, about whether the course they are on is the right course for the good of their country.
That's National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley speaking last week. Joining me to talk about Iran and its leadership is Behzad Yakmayan. He is the author of Social Change in Iran, an eyewitness account of dissent, defiance, and new movements for rights. Hello.
Hello.
Now, we just heard the National Security Advisor talking about a debate among Iran's leaders. How much of a debate is there?
There is a lot of debate. The main debate amongst Iran leaders is how to deal with the West, and particularly how to deal with the United States. Whether to pursue the route of crisis creation and conflict or the route of normalizing the relationship. This is really what is being debated.
And is the debate between reformers and conservatives?
It is a debate between the reformers and the conservatives, also a debate within the conservative camp. I mean, these lines are very convoluted in Iran. Today, what we see is the following, that within the conservative camp, a difference has emerged in terms of the approach to the West and the way to sustain the Islamic Republic.
At the moment, who has the upper hand? It would seem to be the conservatives because Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, is a conservative, very outspoken and very provocative. Is that the case, though?
Yes. If you take a look at the difference between the reformists and the conservatives have the upper hand, of course. But within the conservative, we need to look at to see what line within the conservatives has the upper hand. It appears now in the past week or so that Ahmadinejad's line of provocative diplomacy and crisis creation is being somewhat pushed aside by other factions within the conservative group.
Now, does that translate to pragmatic conservatives?
You could say that. You could say that there is a group of pragmatic conservatives that have wanted to gain more momentum and power for Iran, but now they're seeing that the policies that Iran pursued in the past few months have led to the opposite results.
We've been hearing that Iranians of all classes and cutting across ideologies support the nuclear ambitions of this government, mostly because as a matter of national pride. Is that the case as you see it?
It is.
Could
the
that
case
be changing?
I don't think that will be changing. The Iranian population, although it is very much against the Iranian government and especially this new faction, Ahmadinejad and people around him, at the same time, because of being bullied by the United States, they support Iran's ambition to build nuclear energy. And this is across the board.
Now,
and
nuclear energy versus, though, nuclear weapons.
Yes. I mean, the distinction between the two is not clearly made in Iran. And you did not ask that, but I think as someone who wishes to see a democratic government in Iran, I think the best thing that can happen in Iran, one thing in terms of its relationship with the United States, is for the United States to leave Iran alone. Any type of intervention or gesture from the United States in the past has led to a further repression of freedom of expression in Iran, a further stifling of the reform movement in Iran.
Thank you for joining us.
Surely. Thank you.
Behzad Yakmayan is a professor of political economy at Ramapo College in New Jersey and author of Social Change in Iran, an eyewitness account of dissent, defiance, and new movements for rights.